joining us right now on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline is the voice of the Bears, Steve Owens, who is in Starkville right now preparing for tonight's game against Mississippi State. Steve, how are you doing tonight, or today?
Doing good, RJ. How are you guys?
Doing well. Now, I know a lot of talk's been made this week of UCA winning 2 of 3 from Mississippi State earlier in the year, but if you think about it, this UCA team is a team that they've actually won 3 times in their last 4 meetings dating back to last season. Got to have a lot of confidence going into Starkville right now.
There is a lot of confidence with this group, not only doing what they did last weekend, winning 5 games in 3 days, all, you know, elimination games, but we've handed Mississippi State their last 3 non-conference losses dating back to the last 2 years, and, of course, all of them have been at Duty Noble Field, which will be tonight, and it's already a sold-out stadium for tonight. It'll be a little bit different atmosphere, but as far as confidence, yeah, these guys know they can go out there and play with this team that they're going to play tonight.
Steve, I tell you, you've got UCA, you've got Caleb McClanahan, pretty much the ace for the Bears on the mound tonight, but Mississippi State's throwing Kendall Graveman. He's usually their number 2 starter. I don't like to say are they looking over the Bears, but are they looking over the Bears? Because last time UCA went up against Graveman, they gave it to him pretty good.
Yeah, it might look like that on paper, but when you get in against Graveman, who the Bears beat in that Sunday afternoon to win that series way back in March, Graveman actually leads their team and starts at innings pitched. So, I mean, he's thrown 91 and two-thirds innings, which is by far more than any other pitchers combined. John Cohen, their head coach, he's not afraid to pull pitchers at any point. That's one thing that makes Mississippi State dangerous is just the depth of their pitching staff from top to bottom. And Graveman is their workhorse. He leads their team in, like we said, innings pitched, starts. And he's got just a 5-5 record, including one of those losses was to UCA early in the season. But, I mean, it may look like they're starting a number 2 guy, but really this is probably who they would want as far as a guy that would go a long distance in the game. He has their only 3 complete games on the season as well. So, numbers-wise, record may not be there, but everything else, I mean, he's probably their ace as far as starting pitching goes.
When you look at this Starkville regional, who's your team you got coming out of this? What do you give UCA a legitimate chance? And I know they all have a chance, but who's your favorite to come out of that region?
You know, your gut would tell you Mississippi State because they're playing at home, but frankly, we have played well enough. I mean, we've beaten them 3 of the last 4 games, all of them in Starkville. That if we continue to play well, now it all hinges on our pitching and our defense, and can we get timely hitting? We're not the greatest hitting team in the world, but we do so many things that make it difficult on opposing teams' pitching staff. We lead the nation in walks. We're up there in on-base percentage, sacrifice hits. We do the little things that get overlooked sometimes as far as bringing in runs. When we get those timely hits and we go ahead and field the ball well and we keep the ball down and pitch the defense, we're very successful. But South Alabama, they're making their 20-some-odd regional appearance, the co-regular season champions of the Sun Belt. By the way, Troy is leading Alabama in the top of the 9th inning, 5-2. Troy, the other of those 2, are the Sun Belt Conference champions. And then Mercer, they're in the top 20. I think they're ranked 27th coming in overall. A lot of similar-looking teams on paper in the style of the way they play baseball coming into this regional. I mean, it's known as, or it's been called maybe one of the toughest regions in the tournament so far. And it's a lot of similar teams that are battling against each other. So whoever style wins out may end up coming out of here.
Right. And Steve, what is UCA's mindset? You know, are they feeling like they've accomplished something just getting to this tournament? Do you sense that, like, that is their accomplishment? Because a lot of times when you see teams making their first appearance, it's tough on them. Maybe they're a little nervous, or they feel like that was kind of their main goal was to get there. How's their mindset right now?
You know, Matt, and that may be the case. You know, there'll be nerves, but I'm sure every team that goes into it will have nerves. But I think the fact that we are familiar with this stadium, where we've come in, you know, where they get dressed, everything will be familiar to them because we've been here 4 games now the last 2 years. Who we're playing, I mean, I know that Mississippi State will have a scout on us, but obviously we have a scout on them. So I think it helps that we have played Mississippi State. We didn't get shipped out somewhere where we've never been, where we've never seen teams or heard of them. We're playing against a foe that we know. We've played teams that have played against them, some of our conference teams. I know Oral Roberts University, they played against Mississippi State as well this season. Southeastern Louisiana's taken a series from Mississippi State a season ago. So there's a lot of familiarity. So I think that may actually work in our benefit, that we won't go in the environment and the situation be too big for us.
Steve Owens, the voice of the UCA Bears, joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Steve, let me ask you this. We had Eric Sorensen from ESPN on yesterday, and he said that he thought the Bears were the best four seed in the country. Now, with that being said, I know there's been a lot of media exposure with Coach Gum, with the team. Are they starting to feel a little bit of that pressure? I mean, because there's so much spotlight being on them. In fact, I think that Eric Sorensen wrote a blog about UCA saying that they're the rail splitters of the season. They're that team that could be like the Stony Brook from last year to come up and make a run at Omaha. Are they feeling that pressure right now?
No, I really do not get the sense that they are. The fact that the way we made the run last week, even after losing at first game, was everybody relaxed, played loose, knew that they just went out and played baseball. And that's kind of the mindset of this team. We know we're not the biggest team. We're not the strongest team. We're probably not even the most talented team. I mean, let's just face facts. But they play together. This is the most cohesive unit I've seen. They've battled adversity. We've actually had some injuries this year, too, that have, you know, hurt the team. But this team, when they're playing together the way they have, they've stuck together all year. This is a loose group to play the game. And they just go out and play their game. And as long as they play their game, it's worked out real well. We hit a lull, but nobody really hit the panic button or pressed too hard. And we got it back last week. A couple breaks went our way, and all of a sudden the ball just started rolling downhill, and it was hard to stop in Sugarland last weekend.
Tell me about Caleb McClanahan. You know, for somebody that hasn't seen UCA play this year, and we sit here and say that he's the ace for the squad, tell me what he brings to the table for this pitching staff.
And is he a junior? Is this?
No, he is the senior.
He's a senior.
On the mound. Yes. He locates. Our pitching staff is built. We have power arms out of the bullpen, but a lot of it is location. We keep the ball down. We're not afraid to use our defense. We don't have a lot of strikeout pitchers as far as arms like that, but our goal is to use our defense, utilize the defense. Don't give up extra bases via the walk or, you know, hitting batters, things like that. And McClanahan, he's over the 116 inning total. He's walked 10 batters all year. He throws strikes, pitches to contact, and lets the defense do a lot of work. He features a great curveball. He keeps hitters off balance with a mix between his fastball and curveball. But our goal as a pitching staff, don't give up extra bases, walking extra hitters, hitting batters, and putting them in position where they can get extra outs.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me to my next question. And you just told me that stat about 116 innings, 10 walks. That's pretty awesome. Is there a player that Mississippi State has that you could see him? I know certain scenarios you walk somebody, but that they're going to try to pitch around, or who scares you the most in that Mississippi State lineup?
You know, it's Hunter Renfroe and Adam Frazier, both of them. Renfroe, 15 home runs, 54 RBIs, and Frazier, they're both kind of top that list. Mississippi State, one reason why they've been better this year, they've had the pitching and defense, but their offense has been much more improved over what we saw a season ago. And Renfroe's right at the top. He's hitting .352. But 15 home runs out of their 28. I mean, he's kind of a one-stop shop for Mississippi State. He leads their team in stolen bases as well, and he's walked the second most times on the team. So he's kind of their table setter as well in that order. And I'm sure you don't want to get people on base for him because he has so many different ways of beating you.
Steve Owens, the voice of the Bears, joining us on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline. Steve, one last question. I tell you, it's always fun to go down there, but that atmosphere is going to be a lot different than what the Bears saw when they went, back in March. You got to think that, especially for the outfielders, that the fan base that's out there at Dewey Noble Stadium, it ought to be a fun atmosphere.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Again, the game's sold out, but I think the good thing is we have senior leadership in the outfield. It's a bunch of experienced guys that have played in that outfield, maybe not to the level what we're going to see atmosphere-wise as far as tonight, but we don't have a lot of youngsters out there. It's a pretty veteran group as well. That's one reason why we were able to hold it together last week and throughout the season, even when it kind of went down in a slope a little bit. You had a lot of veteran guys who just kept going through the process, going through their practice every day, doing what they needed to do, get themselves ready and prepared physically but mentally as well. And we have a good group of outfielders that they'll be able to handle that, I'm sure. I mean, no telling what they're going to hear, but at least you have a guy like Forrest Allday, Ethan Harris, and then Jonathan Davis out there that can handle almost any situation.
And Steve, I was talking to RJ about this earlier, about how I would love to see Central Arkansas and Arkansas play. What has to happen for those two teams to match up? I know it's a long ways away and everything, but, you know, just fantasy land, you know, you would want to see that game. I think it would be fun to watch.
I think the only way that'll happen is we all meet up in Omaha here in a few weeks and then have a little reunion up there.
Well, how awesome would that be?
That would be
cool. Have two Arkansas teams in Omaha.
That would be, that'd be fun.
Steve, it's been fun.
Regional, we're matched up with the Charlottesville, Virginia regional, so it'd be.
I got you.
But yeah, both teams making to Omaha, might as well.
That'd be fun. Steve Owens, the voice of the Bears, joining us on Overtime. Hey, good luck tonight. Have fun with it. You can listen to Steve at UCASports.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at SteveOUCA. He'll give, I guess, live tweets all throughout the night what goes on in Starkville.
Thanks a lot, Steve.
Hey, thanks, Matt and RJ. Appreciate it.